You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, hello, everybody. God bless you real good on this beautiful day. Yes, it is. It's a great day. Welcome. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley, your intuitive life coach. Yes. Oh, wow. Oh, you all are nice. You all are really, really good today. Yeah, oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, my goodness. I am your intuitive life coach. And listen, you are ready to enjoy your spiritual GPS to success. Yeah, that's the radio show. And you know what? Thank you so very much. Those of you that have been emailing me, yes, I have been receiving your emails. And I got to get caught up returning some of your messages. It really, you all have inundated me with so many. And keep it coming. I just got to devise a better schedule to return all the emails and phone calls. And don't worry, I will do it. But thank you so very much for those of you that have been texting, those of you that have been emailing me, letting me know what part of the country and what part of the states you all are listening to. I am so excited. But you know what? We have a great show. A great show for you on today. Today I'm going to talk about the power of visualization. Yeah, we're going to talk about how important it is to visualize. And we're going to understand what visualization really is all about. What is that? We've heard people use it and make these statements. You got to visualize. You got to see it. Well, we're going to talk about what it means to visualize and give some tips that will help us to be more effective in our visualization, that we can receive the manifestation of what it is that is in our heart. Yeah, I believe you're going to do it. Remember what I always say? You're going to be a success, whether you like it or not, especially if you listen to this show. I am determined to be your biggest cheerleader. If I'm not the biggest, I'm going to be right up there with the top 10. How about that? Okay? Listen, I want to tell you, we got a great program. And also, I asked Dr. Mosley a segment. Oh, wonderful question. Should a woman buy a ring for her man? I guess I should say it that way. Is it okay for her to buy a ring for her man? Well, it's a little bit more details connected to that, but that's coming up a little later, and you definitely want to be a part of that. Listen, get ready, turn your headsets up, call somebody, text somebody, say, child, you need to listen. You need to listen. My intuitive life coach is on the air right now for your spiritual GPS to success. And listen, everybody, don't forget, you can also hook us up on, look us up on Facebook. I'm about to say hit me up, hook me up. You know, I'm trying to get used to all these terms today. I really am. You know, we used to say just contact me or call me. That's what we used to say. But now it's hook me up, look me up, check me out, you know, all of that. But I'm also on Facebook, and several of you have been contacting us through Facebook, and I'm very appreciative of that. And it's just always a joy to connect with you as the listeners. It really is. And several of you, thank you so much, have let me know that you have been tuning in to the broadcast faithfully. And I just can't say thank you enough. I really, really do appreciate your efforts, your work, and just really sending good vibrations our way. Yeah, thank you for sending good vibrations our way. I really do appreciate it. And really, continue to pray for us. You know, that's really what prayer is. Prayer really is sending good vibrations. And so therefore, I thank you for those of you that are praying for us. You know, sometimes people say, well, I don't see how people can really curse somebody. Well, you know what? The way you really do that is through negative energy. That's really how you do it. It's that negative energy that sends a curse to people. And that's why some people say, well, who would want to curse me? It's not that someone got a black candle and they said some words over the candle. No, now that can happen. But some people just send that negative energy. She thinks she's something, you know. And, you know, sometimes people will just send that negative energy. Now, you all know everybody don't like you, right? You know that, right? But that's okay. You can love everybody. And that's how you build what I call your spiritual immune system. That's how you build. So therefore, when people come with those negative concepts about you, it bounces off. It doesn't even attach itself to you. See, that's why when you walking around the other day, there are people that have the flu. I was on the plane the other day and somebody sneezed. I said, oh God, I hope I'm okay. You know, but people have germs all around us. And if your immune system is low, you can get that cold or that flu or whatever bug they have. So this is just a side tip. You know, you want to make sure you fortify yourself spiritually every day. Think pleasant thoughts. Think pleasant thoughts. Build your spiritual immune system. Laugh. You know, really, find something on television to laugh. You know what? I just love the Golden Girls. My wife knows if they're on, that's what I want to watch right there, Golden Girls. I just love it. They make me laugh. They really, really make me laugh. My other favorite is, Sanford and Son. Oh, I just love Sanford and Son, you know. And my wife knows those two shows, if they're on TV, leave Michael alone. He's in his own zone. He's feeling good. I'm laughing. I'm smiling. I am doing good. You want to think good thoughts because this is what builds your spiritual immune system. It really does. In other words, it's said like this, you get into a good mood, and the stronger your mood is, the stronger your immune system becomes. So I encourage you, get into a good mood today. And you know, part of that, it can happen through visualization. Yeah, get something in your mind that will make you feel good. Now, don't think about the fight you had back in third grade with Laquita. Yeah, you know, that's me. No. You know, and now me and Laquita and I, we're friends on Facebook. That was over, just a few years ago. Let's put it that way. But, you know, think about something good. Think about something that will make you smile, that will make you laugh. You know, sometimes I really do. Y'all hear me talk about Patrick so much, but I'm just, you know, y'all got to pray for me. I'm still gearing up for when he walked down the aisle. I mean, not down there, across the stage. I done got the boy married and everything. But anyway, you know, he's graduating from high school. And so I'm still, he told me the other day, Dad, I need tickets for the prom. I'm like, oh God, is it really that time of year again? So he's ready and getting geared up, you know, for his graduation. Wow. Are y'all going to pray for me? Because you know I'm going to cry. You know I ain't nothing but a teddy bear. But sometime to make me feel good, I remember when he was born. I remember, and I tell him this story, when we took him to kindergarten for the first time. Oh, I was outside waiting in the hallway. Now, everybody else, the parents are gone, but I'm still standing out there in the hallway watching my child. He doesn't even know I'm looking at him because I'm peeping around the corner and hoping he's going to be okay. That boy, he was playing and laughing and looking at everybody else, wasn't a bit more paying attention to me, as if to say, gone, Daddy. You know, but it makes me laugh. And now to see him ready to graduate high school, oh, y'all, I feel my tear coming up already. You know, let me change my visualization. Let's talk about visualization for a moment. Visualization is really seeing and feeling yourself in your own mind already doing, already being, and having the good that you desire. Let me repeat that. Visualization is seeing, you got to see it, and feel yourself in your own mind already being, doing, and having the good you desire. You see it, you feel it. And you know what? Many of us, I had a client the other day, and I asked him, can you visualize? No. Well, can you pretend? Yes. Well, not, it really is the same thing, but it just depends on how you process the information. That's okay. So sometimes you can use the word pretend or make believe. Do you know what? As children, we really did have the right idea to just kind of make believe that things are, you know, just to pretend that things are going well. You know, just to pretend that things are really going well and we are having a, you know, having fun in your mind. Have you ever done that? Pretend that you, I remember when I was a child, We used to want to drink coffee so bad, you know. I don't know what it was, but just wanted to drink coffee. And I guess it made you look like you were grown. So we would, I know I would take my little cup of juice and I would act like I have a little handle on it and act like I'm drinking coffee. Ain't nothing but fruit punch or Kool-Aid in there. And I would take a sip, you know, I would pretend. Well, years later, guess what? I drink coffee. You know, I drink coffee. So you know what? If you just pretend, make believe, see yourself already, see yourself and feel yourself in your own mind already being, doing, and having the good that you desire. Now, let me make something clear. See it and feel it in your own mind. Now, you may say, what other way can you do it, Dr. Mosley? But really, you know, sometimes we go on what other people may see for us or what they may think for us. And sometimes that's not in your best interest or that's not what you want to do. Well, I'm going to do this because this is what this person, they saw me doing. No, I am very intuitive. I am a prophet. I can see. I'm very clairvoyant, all of that. But even I tell my clients, it is so important. Even if I say something, you still got to see it for yourself. And if you don't see it, I always say, push it to the back burner until you can. Until you can. And then go after that particular goal if that's what you desire to do. But you have to see it in your own mind. Some of us are living somebody else's dream for us. And that may not be what you really want. Are you visualizing your own dream? Are you going to nursing school because you really want to be a nurse, or are you trying to continue the family tradition of, you know, working in the medical field? If that's not really what you want to do, listen, my dear, turn up the radio right here. Turn it up. Turn it up. Life is really too short. Life is just really too short. You're going to have to really enjoy life for yourself. You're going to have to really enjoy life for yourself. See and feel yourself doing what you really want to do. Feel yourself already being the attorney or the secretary or the business owner. Pretend. You know what we used to do when I was a kid? Now, I don't know if you all did this, but I pretended I was going to be famous, rich and famous, you know? So I would practice my autograph. Mr. Moser, can I have your autograph? And I would practice, you know, pretend. And I would even get an old picture in an old newspaper and sign like it's my picture on the newspaper, you know, just sign my little autograph to Carol with love from Michael L. Mosley, you know, pretend. Well, do you know what? One day I do remember somebody came up to me and asked me, please, sir, can I have your autograph? And it took my mind back to when I was a little boy pretending. You know what? Visualization does lead to manifestation. Sometimes it's the simple things in life that can get you really what you want. It's the simple things. You got to see yourself and feel yourself in your own mind, already being, doing, and having the good which you desire. You know what? Some people can see good for you, and some people really desire the best for you. They really do. But you got to see it. You got to see it yourself. I am a minister, I am a Christian, and I do believe in the power of prayer. And I pray for people quite often. I enjoy it. I get excited when I pray for other people. I really do. But you know what I heard? A dear mentor of mine, he's gone on to be with the Lord, the late Reverend Ike, he made a statement that said, I cannot do your praying for you. I can pray for you, but you got to pray also for yourself. You got to do your own praying. In other words, there's some work you have to do. You have to really believe in your mind, in your physical makeup, I am this. I can do this. What's the use of me praying for you to win the lottery and you don't even feel like it's possible? What use of me praying for you to be healed and you don't even think you're going to be healed? The doctor said, I have cancer. I understand that. That is a very devastating information. I understand that. But I also understand that there have been many people that have been cured, have been healed from cancer. There have been people, actually, believe it or not, there have been people that have been cured from AIDS or HIV. There are miracles that are happening all around us. You got to believe. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible that says, all things are possible to those that believe. It is possible if you believe. So therefore, you have to feel and see yourself already being healed, already doing things that maybe you feel like you cannot do right now. See it in your mind. Run that marathon in your mind. Feel, really, enjoy that beautiful dinner in your new dining room in your mind. You got to see it and feel yourself already having the good which you desire. See, visualization is deliberate, positive, creative dreaming of the things into expression or existence. It's deliberate. See, you can bring what you want in your mind into your life. You really can. Through visualization. Oh, Dr. Moser, does that work? Yes, it does. And can I tell you, I really did not realize that it really was what I was doing years ago. I really did not realize it. I just thought as a child, you know, you just make believe. You know, you just play around. And really, your visualization leads to manifestation. Can you really, now those of you that are writing notes, really write that down for me. My visualization leads to manifestation. I need you to get that. My visualization leads to manifestation. You can get what you want, but it is deliberate and it's positive. Well, it really could be negative, but you don't want to visualize something negative. You want to visualize light, beautiful things, creating the image of what you want to be expressed in your life. It can happen, and it is happening. Why don't you start practicing right now? Go ahead on. Visualize something. Visualize driving your new car. Visualize going into your new home. Visualize having a wonderful rest on your beautiful new bed. Why don't you do that? I used to visualize I was sleeping on a waterbed years ago, and it did. It came to pass. It really did. I don't know. Do they make waterbeds now? I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up. Do they make waterbeds now, y'all? Well, whatever. I want you to practice visualization right now, okay? Get something in your mind. I'll be right back. Your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host and I am your intuitive life coach. Yes, I am. Or let me say it this way. I'm one of your biggest cheerleaders. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And I am so glad that you're tuned in. And now, did you practice visualization? Did you practice visual? I'm visualizing somebody right now, sending me a text and letting me know you're practicing. I'm visualizing right now. You can text me at the number 916-467-4448, okay? You can call my office, that's the office number, and you can text me at that same number, 916-467-4448. I love to receive the text from you all. I really do. Let me know what city you're listening, what country, what part of the world you're tuning in. I really want to know. I need to plan my next vacation. I really do. Need to plan my next vacation so I can chase my wife all around. I want to know where you are, where you're calling from, where you're listening from, and all of that good stuff. And you can also look us up on Facebook, or you can email me directly at Dr. drmlmosley@gmail.com. That's drmlmosley@gmail.com. Okay? I would love to hear from you. And I want to know how well this visualization working for you, because I want you to really try it. Okay? It has to be something deliberate. That means you got to really sometimes even make yourself do it. You really do. You got to make yourself say, listen, I'm going to visualize. Just take a few minutes and visualize what it is that you desire. See, understand, let me repeat this again. Visualization is seeing and feeling yourself in your own mind already being, doing, and having the good that you desire. See, the first part of the definition of visualization talks about having the good that you desire. Now, I need you to notice that little word, desire. So there's something that really must take place before you can even visualize. What is that? What is the first thing you got to do before you can visualize? Did I say that right? Yeah. What's going on with my tongue today? Huh? You know what it is? The first thing you got to do is you have to decide what you want. Now, you have to decide exactly what it is you want. Decide and be definite about it. Now, you may not know all the particulars, but at least say, hey, I desire a beautiful home, a new home. Do you want it to be wood paneling? How do you want the inside? Do you want it to be carpet? Do you want it to be hardwood floors? Sometimes you may not know that yet, and that will come. But first, let's take it first step first. What do you desire? I desire a home. Now, then we can take a little bit deeper. Now, let's visualize. When you go into this home, what do you see? How many bedrooms are in it? There are four bedrooms and three upstairs and one is downstairs. It also has a room that's downstairs in the basement. You know, start visualizing, and then you could start, the picture will begin to take a life of its own. But you got to decide what it is that you desire. What do you desire? Now, can I tell you something coming from maybe a religious background or in church? You would ask people, what do you want? They say, oh, whatever the Lord wants for me, Dr. Mosley. I said, please don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. What is it that you want? See, God even says, the Bible says, he will give you the desires of your heart. God doesn't want you just always wanting what he wants. He wants to give you what you want. A good parent really want to know, what is it that your children want? What do they want? And you want to give that to them. Now, here I go again talking about Patrick. Oh, Patrick has always been the son that he did, you know, he really never want much of anything. He really just, and it would, oh God, y'all, when he was younger, it would drive me crazy because he would take the longest to decide what he wanted. If we would go to the toy store, if we would go out to eat, he would take the longest. I would always say, Patrick, you get what you want on your mind now while we're driving, because I knew it's going to take him a long time. And when he made up his mind, that's what he wanted. That's what he wanted. You know, it took him a little bit of time, but oh my God, Patrick, will you hurry up? Will you decide what you want? And one time I felt real bad. I think I made him cry. I know I should be ashamed, but I really did. I think I made him cry one time because he was taking so long, and I felt so bad. I said, okay, baby, I'm sorry. You know, my children got a weight in my heart. They really do. I'm not that mean, tough exterior father, you know. Make up your mind. No, I'm not. Really. If my child go to crying, that's it for me. I'm through. But he finally, you know, he gets his mind made up what he wants. And everybody, in order for visualization to work for you, decide. And don't be afraid to even think or to dream. Can I tell you, don't be afraid to dream about what you want. Do you know, this is why prayer is so personal. It's why prayer is, because you, in your own mind, you can visualize anything. Anything, and let your mind just enjoy it. Enjoy going to the islands. Well, you know what? Before I even went to an island, all I had as a point of reference was watching the TV show Gilligan's Island. And that's what I did. I just imagined myself on Gilligan's Island. That's all I had, my reference point. And I remember one day going over cross seas, and I was on this island like, wow, it really happened. Ladies and gentlemen, go in your own mind. And let me stop right there and really encourage you to be free to dream. Can somebody, really, now here we go again. Can somebody text me that message? I am free to dream. I really want you to do that. Text that to 916-467-4448. Because I want to know that you're getting that concept. And it reminds me, Michael, you are free to dream. You are free to dream, ladies and gentlemen. You are free to visualize, because when you're dreaming, you're visualizing. So you are free to dream. I mean, really, dream of that home. Dream of that nice car. Dream of riding first class. I was doing that the other day, and I had to catch a flight somewhere. Now, where I was traveling now. But I just said, I really want first class. I really just want to just ride first class. And I do that a lot of times when I do. But this time I did not have a first class ticket. I just said, I don't know why today, but I just want to ride first class. Do you know what? I just started visualizing what it would be like if I was in first class, what it would be like. And sure enough, all of a sudden I heard somebody call my name over the terminal speaker. And said, Dr. Moses, can you report to customer care? And I did, and they upgraded my ticket. I kid you not, they upgraded me where? To first class. I'm telling y'all, it really works. All you got to do is release your mind to dream. Well, somebody said, well, Dr. Moses, I dreamt about something before and it did not happen. That doesn't mean it's not ever going to happen. Keep dreaming. Do you know it's free to dream? It's free to dream. It really is. It don't cost you nothing. It don't cost a penny to dream. You can dream all you want to. You can imagine all you want to. There are many days that I really will just sit out on my backyard and just look up at the trees and just dream. Just dream. Oh, I'm getting ready to go to Florida, and I would dream about Florida. Oh, I'm getting ready to go to this city, and I would just dream about that city. Do I have an engagement there? Do I have an appointment there? No, but I'm dreaming about it. And I remember one time I was just dreaming about Atlanta, just thinking about it. Oh, it's just so nice to go there again. I just started thinking. I went to the mall and bought me some things, and I was starting to think about when I went there before. About two, three weeks later, I got a phone call. Someone said, well, can you come to Atlanta to do a presentation for us? We want you to be our speaker. And I sure will. I want to encourage you. Say this with me. I am free to dream. I am free to desire. I am free to want. I am free. Well, let's change that one. I am free to have. Because when you're dreaming, now what I want you to do is put yourself in the dream. Put yourself in the dream. If you want to dream about enjoying a beautiful salad, just don't see the salad there. Put your fork into the salad and mix the salad with the dressing and the croutons. And I like grapes in my salad. And all of that good stuff and the cheese and the bacon bits and the onions, and put it all in there and actually taste it. I know somebody, I can see your mouth watering right now. I really can. I'm looking at you. You know, but dream. See yourself tasting it with your favorite salad dressing. Oh, and it feels so good. It tastes so good. And you know that you're sticking with your diet and it feels good. See, somebody, you're going into hypnosis right now. Watch. I want to know who's going to get a salad after this. Who's on their way to get a salad? Text me. Just tell me, Dr. Moses, I got my salad. I want you to visualize. It's okay. Dream. Do you know some people really do feel stuck in life, meaning that they are failing to move forward. You see, they are failing to move forward because they don't have a vision. They don't have a dream. They don't have a desire. It's time for you to move forward. It is time for you to move forward. Don't feel stuck. Again, release yourself to dream. Really, well, I don't want to get married again because I've been married 3 times and it just hurt and da 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 da. Well, dream about being with someone. Don't even put the word marriage to it right now. Just dream about having a wonderful companion, someone that does really care about you and that love you, that is there to hold your hand. Imagine yourself taking long walks in the park. Imagine yourself just enjoying each other's embrace. Imagine that this is what you really want to do. You want to take time to just imagine life. Take time to focus on what it is that you desire. Take time to really focus on the things that you desire. And it's okay. Again, release yourself to dream. Will you do that? Somebody right now. Release yourself to dream about your new car. Yeah, go ahead. Release yourself. Ooh, yeah, play with all the little gadgets on the car and act like it's there. You know, the rear view, what is that? The camera in the back. You know, imagine all of that good stuff. You know what? Visualization leads to manifestation. Take the time to visualize today. Will you do it? Hey, I'm not through. I remember I got the question of the day. They asked Dr. Michael Mosley segment, is it okay for a woman to give a guy a ring? Well, let's think about that. It's a little bit more that goes along with that. Yeah. But send me a text right now. Area code 916-467-4448. Say it to me. Send me that text. I am free to dream. Can you do that? I am free to dream. I am free to visualize. I'll be right back. In tune to your spiritual GPS to success, and I am so excited. Yay! I am so excited. I'm very honored. I am your intuitive life coach. I am your biggest cheerleader, or one of your biggest cheerleaders. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, I want to encourage you, please send me a text. Call my office, 916-467-4448. That's 916-467-4448. I would love to chat with you. And just send me that text and say, I'm free to dream. I am free to dream. We're talking about visualization today and the power of it. You got to have that desire. What is it that you desire in your life? What do you really want? Because remember what visualization is. Visualization is seeing and feeling yourself in your own mind already being, doing, and having the good that you desire. You got to see it and feel it in your mind. But then, let's go back. You got to have a desire. What do you desire? Do you know there are so many people, honestly, there really are, that really, they're afraid to even have what I call a want. They're afraid to have a desire because they have programmed their mind so that it'll never happen. People say, don't get your hopes up high. And it's amazing that there have been people that have been taught this way. They have been taught this way in their life. Don't get your hopes up high. No, just think lower thoughts. Come on down. I want to encourage you. Think big. Dream big. Yeah. I mean, really, it can happen for you. There is a scripture in the Bible that I go by and I really do believe. All things are possible to him that believe. All things. Ladies and gentlemen, I come to tell you, all things are possible It really is possible. There have been times, really, the blessings in my life have come to me because of my mind. It really is because of my mind, just the way I would think. The things that I desire, I sort of said, well, I want it. Now, Michael, you don't have money to get that, but I want it. And so what I did, I start imagining myself having it. And that's exactly how I got a lot. I live in a beautiful home, and I'm very grateful for it. And I do teach people this. Don't dummy down. Don't act like you don't have nothing when you know you got good stuff. Be excited about it. You don't want to dummy down. No, I am excited that I do. I have a beautiful home, outdoor patio, a fireplace outside, and everything. I enjoy it. Or sometimes I go sit out on the balcony and look over the hill. It is beautiful. I love it. I absolutely love my home. I really do. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, how did you get it, Dr. Mosley? By visualization. I desired. There's certain, I have a certain, what you want to say, standard or status of living that I really do desire. And this is what, how I desire my life to be. And really, do you know what? My visualization is stronger than my pocketbook. It's stronger than my pocketbook. If you would just visualize what you desire, don't worry about how is it going to happen. Just know that it is. See, all things are possible to him that believe. You just got to visualize yourself being there, doing what you want to do, already having it. You see, some people want to worry about, well, how is it going to be? That's none of your business right now. Don't worry about that. Just get ready. I told a young lady, she said she really wanted to be married, and I think that was wonderful. And she was a very pretty lady. I said, well, you know what? I want you to start cooking for two. I want you to start rolling back his side of the bed. I want you just to really start looking pretty as you walk through the house, just imagining that he is there. Just really, I told him, get in your mindset that he is there. Do you know, in 2 weeks, she met a wonderful gentleman, fell madly in love with each other. They sent me a postcard. They really did. And told me they had gotten married about 4 weeks later. 4 weeks later. Wow. Now somebody said, I'm going to try that. Let me write that down right now. You know what? Visualization leads to manifestation. But you got to have in your mind what it is that you desire. Do you know that the universe wants you to live an abundant life? I'm going to say it this way. God really wants you to live an abundant life. Now, you know what? Another one of my favorite scriptures is John 10 and 10 in the Bible. It says, the thief does not come but to steal, kill, and to destroy. Yeah, that's a thief. You know, we all know that, right? But the scripture says, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. He's not here to spoil your fun. He wants you to have fun. He wants you to enjoy your life. He really wants you to have fun. Can you write that down in your notes? I am supposed to have fun. I'm supposed to be having fun today, right now. You're supposed to be enjoying your life. You're supposed to visualize. You're supposed to dream of what you want. What is it that you desire? And release yourself in your mind. Not because of what this person said. No, if you really want to go into business for yourself, go ahead on. Imagine it. Get the name of the your business and put it on that marquee outside of the door. And imagine yourself. Visualize going into your own office. Visualize yourself enjoying sitting at your desk, on your computer. Visualize yourself even paying your workers. Yeah, go ahead on and have fun. Have fun with the vision. It is meant for you to enjoy life. Now listen, remember, visualization is seeing and feeling yourself in your own mind already being it. already doing it and already having the good that you desire. It does work, ladies and gentlemen. But you got to know that the universe meant for you to be happy. God meant for you to be happy. It should be understood that God really wants you to have life, have fun, have success. God really wants you. He really wants you to enjoy your life. He wants you to have fun. See, that's opposing to the thief. See, God is not a thief. A thief come to steal, kill, and to destroy. So let me ask you a question. Are there people around you that's killing your buzz? Are there people around you, are there situations around you that are killing your dream? Then that means you need to remove yourself from that situation. Because God really, the universe saying, hey, there's so much to enjoy. And do you know what? Let me prophesy to somebody right now, because I really do feel this. Do you know somebody right now, you're having a little bit of trouble? It's simply because God is really trying to get you to explore another part of life. I remember a lady, she stayed in these apartments for so long, and finally they just kept raising the rent, and she finally just said, I'm going to move. Well, when she decided to move, she realized that she could have a better apartment paying less money, and it was a new apartment. And she said, I really did not realize that life was better. You know, there are other things that about life that could be better. She said, I was stuck staying here because that's all I knew. And when she finally moved out, and then she moved to another apartment, then she, not long after that, she moved into her own home. She started to dream. See, she was stuck in a pattern. And watch this, I just believe the universe allowed, let's say, hell to kick in a little bit. The universe allowed trouble to set in so that she could be motivated to do more, to dream more. So sometimes there are some situations in life that is the universe's way of trying to force you to dream bigger, saying, come on now, you can do better than that. It's almost like with our children, we let them know, hey, you are smarter than this. There is so much more for you. You can do better. You can do this. I remember when I was graduating somewhere along the line, I was in school, and they made you take these little tests. You know, they made you take these little tests. And really, I had this test, and they was telling me that about, I guess, my job potential, what I could do. And they were minimum wage jobs. And my mother looked at that and she said, oh no, I don't know what kind of test this was that they gave you, but this is not my son. You are strong. You are smart. You can do more than this. Oh no, this is not you at all. And you know what? Sometimes life will give us those moments to let you know, hey, you're better than this. You're stronger than this. Dream bigger. Visualize with clearer vision. Visualize yourself having more money. Visualize yourself on a stage singing before people, if that's what you want to do. Visualize yourself vacationing in the Cayman Islands on a beach in a lovely bikini. Yeah, visualize it. It can be yours. You know what? Life is trying to get better for you. Will you let it? By visualizing it? Come on, do it for me. Listen, I got to ask Dr. Mose a question coming up in just a few more moments. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, okay? You practice your visualization. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach, and I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. You can have your cake and eat it too. You can have and enjoy the life you want through my intuitive life coaching sessions. There is success, wealth, abundance, and plenty of money waiting to come into your life experience through intuitive coaching. All sessions are done online or through Skype, so you can stay in the comfort of your own home or office. Or maybe you want to quit smoking, lose lose weight, reduce stress, build a better relationship. It can all be done also through my intuitive hypnotherapy program. I tell you what, let's find out which program will work better for you by texting the word therapy to 40691 to schedule your free 20-minute consultation. That's right. Text therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, to 40691 and schedule your free 20-minute consultation. I am ready to coach you into your success. Yes, that is right. I am ready to coach you into your success. Now go ahead on, text the word therapy. Go ahead, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y. Yeah, text the word therapy to the number 40691. I really want to talk with you. It's time for Ask Dr. Mosley. And let's see here. Here's a question from Stephanie. Dear Dr. Mosley, I've been dating a guy for a while, and I want to buy him a ring to express my love. However, I'm not sure how he really feels about me. We've been dating for 4 years, and I truly love him. Do you feel that he really loves me? Am I moving too fast in getting him a ring? What should I do? Love your show. You are one of my favorite shows on Law of Attraction Network. Stephanie, thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate that, Stephanie. I really do. Now, Stephanie. All right, let's deal with this. You want to get him a ring. Now, first of all, I think that's wonderful. I really do. The idea of getting a ring. But now, I would have to question why. It's not the ring. It's why. You want to get him a ring. Now, that is a shock because, you know, it is traditionally that the man get a ring for the woman. But you know what? I have to say congratulations to you that you're not a traditional thinker. So that means that you are really being prompted and by your own feelings. You're a woman of your own mindset. You just don't go with what everybody else says. You have your own mindset. So I have to say that's wonderful. But my question would be why? That's what gives me the hesitation. Because you're asking me this question, that it implies that there is some hesitancy there. If you're asking me this question, what should I do? Am I moving too fast? That tells me you have some hesitation. Deep within your heart, there's some hesitation there. Now, I know that's obvious, so therefore what I'm saying is you need to pay attention to the obvious because you're not sure how he really feels about you. I would not invest, I would not encourage you to invest right now if you're not sure how he feels about you, because it would feel worse if you got him a ring and he does not feel the same way about you that you feel about him. It would make matters worse. So therefore, and you got to answer this question for yourself, why am I getting him a ring? Do I want to really express my love for him, or do I want to kind of speed up his response to me? Is it a test for me to see how he feels about me, or do I want him to kind of like, you know, sometimes we say, I love you, looking for the person to say it back. You know, I love you too. Is it a way for you to get him to buy you a ring? Now, I know, don't be offended. I'm just asking questions. I want you to think about it. What is prompting you to get this ring? If you really love him, because you said this, you really love him, but you are not sure how he feels about you. Stephanie, what I really would recommend right now is you need to have more conversation. Yeah, I would encourage you to even visualize what we're talking about now. Visualize him and to have more conversation with him. We need to get an understanding. Where are we standing here? And not taking a guess, because you're not sure how he would respond to this ring. You're not sure how he really may feel about you. So therefore, before you go and spend money, however amount it may be, let's get a conversation, because I really do feel that's what you really want. You really want to know, how does he feel about you? You really want to know within your own mindset, how does he feel? So I would recommend conversation right now. And let's hold on the ring and let's get conversation. We still get the ring, but first, have conversation, okay? I hope that helps. Listen, Stephanie, let me know, okay? Give me a call or text me 916-467-4448. All right, let me know, everybody. I would love to hear back from you, Stephanie. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I'm Dr. Michael L. Mosley. And listen, if you have a question, let me know. You can email me your question, just like Stephanie, at drmlmosley@gmail.com. Okay? That's drmlmosley@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I really do. I want to hear from you. And don't forget, look me up on Facebook. Yeah, you can see my picture and all that. See, you know how we do. We go through people's pictures, seeing what his wife look like. Oh, she's drop dead gorgeous. Yeah, really she is. And I would just love to chat with you. You can also call my office, area code 916-467-4448. Schedule your appointment for therapy, for intuitive therapy. I guarantee you that help is there for you. Text the word therapy to the number 40691. Okay? Yeah. Text the word therapy to the number 40691. Now, have you been practicing your visualization? Have you been practicing? Please understand, visualization leads to manifestation. Visualization, remember, it is seeing and feeling yourself in your own mind already being, doing, and having the good that you desire. I want you to take time every day to visualize. Yeah, visualize. I want you to take a moment. You see, I'm getting tongue-tied on that word, right? You see, I'm getting, okay, see it. You know what I'm trying to say. You know, really take time every day and visualize. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm trying. I feel like Porky Pig. That's it. That's all, folks. You know what? But make sure you take time. Pretend. See yourself in your own mind. Feel yourself. You want a new job? Honestly, visualize it. See yourself already having that new job. Well, what do I do? Just even imagine yourself working at a new desk. See yourself even practice signing your name and putting associate director there or a supervisor next to your name. Really, visualize it. See it. Feel it. Feel it. Do you know many of us, we visualize and we don't realize it? You know what? Especially when you go shopping. I went to shopping with my wife last week and, you know, she would see it first in her mind as she's picking out the clothes. And then she would go and try it on and see if what is naturally matches what she saw in her mind. See, many of us, we'll visualize, I think this blouse would go good, but then sometimes we'll try it on, now that's not equaling what I'm seeing in my mind, so I don't want that. I want this one. This one looks better. And she even had a blouse, says, darling, which one looks better, the dark blue or the peach? And I'm like, okay, the peach or pink, whatever it is, that looks better. You know, you got to visualize. See yourself already having it. But what trips us up a lot of times is, how is it going to happen? And I cannot say this enough. Don't worry about the how. Don't worry about it. I want you just to know it is going to happen. You just got to know I'm enjoying my life, and it's free to visualize. It is free for me to dream. It's free for me even to pretend. You know, sometimes when nobody's at home, you know, I will sit down on the piano and act like I'm in concert. I really would. I'll sit and sing and act like I'm in concert. Or I would imagine I'm on a big stage and talking in front of thousands of people. I would do that. And even still to this day, I do it. I used to do it years ago and it happened. I remember when I was on a stage and somebody asked me to come up and have words, and I did. A very huge auditorium. I think it was about 12,000 people in this one auditorium, and then they asked me to come and have words. I loved it. Loved it. Even gave some prophetic words that night. And somebody way couldn't even see him. And do you know what? Years later, that person came to me and said, "You don't know me, but you spoke a word to me. You was at this concert, and it was a huge place." And they gave me this testimony that I gave them a word, and it was so accurate. But I could not see them. All I could say is, "You way back in this section right here on the third level." And they knew exactly who I was talking to. You know what? It's so powerful to visualize. Visualize. Imagine yourself driving your dream car right now. You know what? I remember one time the brakes, I had a truck and the brakes were going out. It would make that squeaking noise, you know, that it's embarrassing. I visualized them being done. Now that I really did. I started driving. I said, "Ooh, I remember when my brakes used to squeak and squeal." Now they were still doing it at the time, but I would say, "I remember when." Ooh, Lord, that was embarrassing. I'm driving now saying that I remember when, and they still just as loud as they can be. But I'm like, "Ooh, I just remember when it used to make that noise." But, "Ooh, I'm so glad they're so quiet now and everything is so, I can drive in comfort." Do you know the next day they got fixed? And I really did not have the money for it the day before. But hey, all of a sudden, money came in to fix the brakes. And I was so happy. It works. Visualize what you want. You can have it. You really can. You just got to visualize it, ladies and gentlemen. Take the time to really visualize it. All right? Oh, I know it's my time to get out of here. I know. I know the producer telling me, waving their hand, "You got to go." All right. But listen, take the time to visualize, okay? And it just for 5 minutes. 5 minutes a day. Just take time to visualize, dream, and release yourself to dream. Don't get stuck. It's time to move forward in your life. Do you realize that it is time for you to move forward and to enjoy the best that life has to offer you? Take time to visualize. Listen, I'm not through. I'll come back next week. We're going to talk some more about visualization. And I want to know, how's it working for you? Okay, send me an email. Would you do it? Send me an email, drmlmosley@gmail.com. And call my office, 916-467-4448. Somebody said, "I'm going to visualize myself being married." Go ahead on. You know, when nobody's home, put a ring on your finger and start introducing, "I am Mrs. You know, let me introduce you to my husband." Have fun with it. Really have fun with it. Get excited about it. Remember, visualization is seeing and feeling yourself in your own mind already being, doing, and having the good which you desire. It is meant for you. It really is. You have the power to visualize. Therefore, you have the power to materialize. Did you catch that? Because visualization leads to manifestation. I gotta go, y'all. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Don't forget, send me your question for Ask Dr. Mosley. You can also send that to me, email me. You can also look me up on Facebook. Contact me on Facebook under Michael Mosley, Michael L. Mosley. I would love to talk with you some more, okay? I gotta go for now. My time is up, but I appreciate you so much. Now, practice visualization. Will you do it? You promise? Your pinky promise? Hold out your pinky. Hold it out. All right, you go pinky promise. All right, visualize and let me know how it's working for you. You're going to start seeing some things manifest for you. You really will. But stick with it. Don't let it go. Be deliberate about it every day. Keep going, okay? Listen, I got to go. I love you so very, very much, okay? Now, don't forget, let me know where you're listening to me from. I'm still interested. I want to know where you're listening to me from. And send that. You can send me a text again, 916-467-4448. I'm your intuitive life coach. I'm one of your biggest cheerleaders. Yeah, because you are a success. You really are. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll see you next time. Hey everybody, this is Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach, and I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. You can have your cake and eat it too. You can have and enjoy the life you want through my intuitive life coaching sessions. There is success, wealth, abundance, and plenty of money waiting to come into your life experience through intuitive coaching. All sessions are done online or through Skype, so you can stay in the comfort of your own home or office. Or maybe you want to quit smoking, lose weight, reduce stress, build a better relationship. It can all be done also through my intuitive hypnotherapy program. I tell you what, let's find out which program will work better for you by texting the word therapy to 40691 to schedule your free 20-minute consultation. That's right. Text therapy, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, to 40691 and schedule your free 20-minute consultation. I am ready to coach you into your success.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.